The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun, the Gemara says, we learned it this morning, that someone who Motzei Shabbos did not make Havdalah yet, Havdalah is either starting with Havdalah B'Tfilah, Atachar Antonu, and then there's Havdalah Alakois, Hamavda B'Tfilah Tzoch Shiyavdal Alakois, and then the Gemara says, the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara says, even if you weren't Mavdal Alakois, you can always say, Baruch HaMavdal Mekoish L'Chol, that's what we fear Zich. When someone has to do melacha before Tmariv, you have to say Baruch Hamavdei Mekoyes L'Chol. So that is, we'll see soon in Machlokes Rishonim, is it sufficient to say Baruch Hamavdei Mekoyes L'Chol? Or you have to say Baruch Ato Hashem with a shame, like you do by Shemoneh Esrei. You're being Mavdil B'Shem when you say Atachan Antonu. Alakoyes you Mavdil B'Shem. That's a Machlokes Riff in the Ran. Ran in Psochim and the Riff in Shabbos. But there's an interesting shaila I once saw that people go in a taxi Motzei Shabbos. They made Havdalah. They made Havdalah. I'm talking about the Eitz Yisrael. We have Yiddish taxis. Yidden. So you made Havdalah ala kois and ala tefillah and you did everything properly. You go into the taxi. The taxi driver did not make Havdalah. Oser laso is chafetzov achi yavdil. So how does this taxi driver drive your car? You're causing lifnei evil esit and michshol. We know you can't take a taxi Erev Shabbos and he's going to have to drive on Shabbos because of you if you dropped you off right before Shkia. That's Lifnei Iver. So what about Motzei Shabbos? Shabbos and Nacht, Motzei Shabbos have the same problem. Yeah. How do you go into a taxi and he does Malach and he wasn't Mavdil?
What do you say? He's not religious?
He's not religious, obviously. We're talking about a taxi driver that's not religious. He never made Avdalah. Also, last is Malach to Achi Yavdil. How are you causing Lifnei Iver for this taxi driver? After this man, but it says also last malachte achi avdil. The Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun. That's the Loshna Gemara, and the Gemara says it's kois, it's tvila. The minimal that it is baruch hamavdim mekoyes l'chol. He said neither. He said neither. You say excellent. You say it always. Okay, very good. But you do everything. You do a baruch hamavdim, you do a kois, and you do tvila. But this taxi driver that you called from Moniyot, whatever, said neither. So why not Oivan lift the evil sit the Michel? Simple kasha. So I once heard a teret b'shem Reb Shpeisach mipiyah Shmua, Reb Shpeisach Frank, and he said as follows: the whole din of a havdalah is only if you were mekadesh the yoin, like the Rambam says, you're mekadesh b'kli sosoi and you're mavdil b'tziyosoi. If this fella, this driver, this moniyot taxi driver, was never mekadesh the yoin. Yes, the koyom is this kaddish me'elav, of course. Every seventh day, this kaddish, Shabbos is kaddish. But he wasn't a kaddish yoyim, so for him, there's nothing to be mavdil. For him, there's no such thing as osir, las is malach, achi yavdil. He was having a kaddish yoyim. So it doesn't fall into lifnei iver. That is the teretz, at least the limud schus, in order not to have lifnei iver.
So what are you exactly
oyver? Lifnei iver leisit and michshel. What would a person be oyver?
Let's say a guy fell asleep, the window was what say Shabbos, or he didn't care, whatever.
You're asking a different question. A person that by accident did malach and he did neither. He did all the three. He didn't do either. What's the oiva? What's the oiva? So Pashas is not oiva Shabbos because Shabbos is over. It's very dark at night. It's the next day, right? Of course it's not oiva and Shabbos. But the Biskrov says as follows. There's a machloikas, the Rif and the Ran. When we do say the minimal that you have to say is Baruch HaMavdim B'Kodesh L'Chol, does that mean you have to say Baruch HaMavdim B'Kodesh L'Chol and that suffices? Or Dr. Riff, that you have to say B'Shem U'Malchus. You have to say B'Shem. The Ran says, all you have to say is Baruch HaMavdil. But the Riff says you have to say much more. Baruch Ato Hashem, you have to say HaMavdim B'Kodesh L'Chol B'Shem. Explains the Rizkarov, the Yisrael Machloikas is totally in what's the reason that you're Mavdil, also Las Malachtoi, Achi Yavdil. Is the pshat is, until you do Havdalah, it's an extension of Shabbos? That's what you were asking. If a person did Malacha without extension of Shabbos, that means it's still Shabbos. It's 10 o'clock at night, it's still Shabbos. Until you do Havdalah, the Issa Malacha is because of extension of Shabbos? Or no? Of course not an extension of Shabbos. Shabbos is over. It's not Shabbos anymore. The reason why you can't do Malacha until you make Havdalah is because just like we find that you're not allowed to eat Friday night until you make Kaddish, Osir, you're not allowed to eat until the Kiddush. Kiddush is matir d'achila. So to Havdalah is matir the melacha. Havdalah, it's not, the Issa melacha is not mihilcha Shabbos. The Issa Malacha is because there's a Chiv Havdalah, the Rami Alei. You have a Chiv to make Havdalah. Just like you have to make Kiddush and you can eat, so do you make Havdalah in order to eat Knu Malacha. But not that it's the Issa Malacha Mitzat Shabbos. Let's finish off the part that he says for me. All the kashas afterwards. So we have two tzadim. Is the pshat that the Havdalah is because an extension of Shabbos, and until you do Havdalah, so Melech is still a Hemshach of Issa Shabbos, or no? The Havdalah, the pshat is that Avada Shabbos is not Mehilcha Shabbos. The Havdalah that's Rami Alei, the reason why you have to make Havdalah is because it's Issa Malacha. Just like you have to make Kiddush in order to eat, you have to make Havdalah in order to do Malacha. So the Biskov wants to say, that is the Yisrael Machlokes. The rift that says that you have to say B'Shem U'Malchus, that means you have to make a proper Havdalah. It's not Mehilcha Shabbos. It's Mehilcha's Havdalah. Just like you have to make a proper Kiddush in order to eat, you have to make a proper Havdalah in order to do Malacha. And that proper Havdalah would consist with Shem U'Malchus, and likewise, you can do Malacha and you can also eat. You can do both. When you say Baruch HaMavdil B'Shem, you can do Malacha and you can have a meal also, once you said Baruch HaMavdil, because that's the proper way to be Matir, the Achila, and the Malacha. Masha'enkin, the Ran in Pesachim learns that the din of Baruch HaMavdil is not Mehilchas, because there's an Issa that you can't do Malacha until they have Havdalah. It's because it's an extension of the Shabbos. So this extension of Shabbos, like Rashi's Loshon is in Ashoil, is that as long as you make a hecker and you melave the Malka, you melave the Shabbos, and you say Baruch HaMavdil, even without a shame, you're ready allowed to do Malacha. Zok the Ran, but you can't eat. Eat Avada Nash, because you didn't make a proper Havdalah. It wasn't the Havdalah that you made Mehilchas to be Matir Melacha and Achila. No, it was only in order to differentiate that Shabbos, even Melava the Shabbos, that it's not anymore, that I'm stopping the extension of Shabbos. So you say Baruch HaMadu without a shame also. But it doesn't mean you're allowed to have a meal. For a meal of Avada, you have to have Alakos, Zok the Ran. And the Brisker of Firozois, and he says, that's the Pshat we find in the Mechaber that says, in Reish Tzarites, there are poiskim that are brought down that not every melacha is usher before your mavdil. Only certain melachas, melacha gemuras. Why would you differentiate? What's the pshat to differentiate? According to the Rif and according to Rambam, it's very good. Because it's not a din in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, we don't differentiate between melachas. There's no din between hoitzah and oirig or any melacha. But if it's not Mehilchas Shabbos, it's a din that you have to, there's a issa to do melacha until you make the Havdalah. There's a issa, the Ram Yalei, meaning you mechuv to make Havdalah, just like you mechuv to make Kiddush Friday night, you mechuv to make Havdalah. So mele, it's not relevant to all the melachas. It's not Mehilchas Shabbos, the din. And it's not the Kiddush Sayyoyim, but rather it's the chuvus Havdalah, the obligation that you have to make Havdalah that's upon you now, and that asses you from doing melacha. And he says it's very meduktik according to this sheet of the Rambam and the Rif. Because the Gemara says, Oser la'odam shi'asa chafetzov koidim shi'avdol. Don't say Oser la'asas melacha. Because not a Hilchas Shabbos tekadin. It's chafetzov. Just like we find the Gemara in Brochas, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do your chafetzim before tefillah. The Gemara in Brochas, Yudalit says, Oser la'odam la'asas chafetzov koidim shi'ispalol. It's a din in Hilchas tefillah that you're not allowed to do chafetzim before you mispalol. It's tefillah is Rami Alei. You can't do your own chafetzim. So within over here, you have the din of Havdalah Rami Alei. So Meli, you can't do your chafetzim. Not every melacha, because not a Hilchas Shabbos to kedin. So that's why it's only specifically zog in the poiskim in that it's only legabe certain melachas, but it's not relevant to all melachas. Only melachas shkubas. Al kaparim, that's the chilek that the Biskov wants say in Sefer to explain this yisoid of machlokes v'shoinim that's relevant to the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun.